Good morning. This is Bill Reed at the National Hurricane Center with a 9 a.m. update on Hurricane Irene. Irene made landfall about an hour and a half ago near Cape Lookout, North Carolina, and continues to move towards the north-northeast, around 15 miles an hour into eastern North Carolina. Hurricane conditions are occurring now over Pamlico Sound and along the coastline with very heavy rains. Strong winds gusting to as high as 70 to 90 miles per hour as the storm goes by. We've had reports of tidal elevations as high as 7.5 feet in the upper ends of the rivers coming into Pamlico Sound. And that condition will continue throughout the day as the storm traverses eastern North Carolina. Next up for the hurricane will be the Virginia Tidewater area and then the Delmarva Peninsula. This track here shows this forecast track that we're showing here goes right up the eastern seaboard, and by this afternoon we'll be having the main impact in southeast Virginia, and then overnight tonight the Delmarva and then the Jersey Shore, then the New York area and New England will get the major impact of the storm on Sunday. Storm surge in general can be 4 to 8 feet up the coastline all the way from Virginia all the way up to southern New England. That's going to be a primary threat for our concern for loss of life. Evacuations that are underway should be rushed to completion on that. The high winds, the saturated soil, and the heavy rainfall are going to lead to flash flooding and down trees wherever the cyclone goes coming northward along the eastern seaboard. Hurricane warning will stay in effect from North Carolina through southern New England into tomorrow. This is Bill Reed reporting from the National Hurricane Center.